to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to the most beautiful, awesome, greatest city in the world, Houston, Texas. And we are live right here in my living room. And as you look over my shoulder here, you can tell that the sun is going down. It's kind of cloudy here in Texas. And right over here is the Texas Medical Center. You can see right about in here is where I work on the 10th floor of the Pavilion for Women at Texas Children's Hospital with Baylor College of Medicine. And it is just great to be able to be with you today. And especially, hey, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And what we're celebrating tonight is Easter. And so just welcome to the program tonight. If it's worth listening in just to hear that tonight, because you may have had a bad day and never even thought about it. You may be defeated. You may feel like you're down and depressed and gloomy, but I want to let you know that grave is empty tonight. So there is hope in whatever we're going to discuss because that grave is empty. I want to tell you what, all the greatest leaders that have gone on before us in the world, even the ones that thought they had the world by the tail with all of these great religions that they so, you know, Sun Yat Moon and Buddha and all of those people that think, hey, I got this all figured out. You can go by their grave and we can open it up tonight. And I want to let you know there's dead bones in those graves. They're in there, deader than the doornail. But the one that has created true love, invented true love, created this universe with just the speaking of the word, of just saying it. When even during his arrest, when they said, are you Jesus Christ? And he said, I am. The power of just those two words knocked him out, just laid them all down. And he still stood right there, waited for them to arrest him, put him on fake trials all night long, and then crucify him on that Friday. And he gave up his life for you. But we are here today because that grave is empty. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. I wanted to let you know that we have a great guest with us tonight. Next week's guest is going to be awesome too. So we want to make sure you join in next week with another live show. If you want to get involved tonight, there's several ways you can do it. And I would love for you to be able to do that. One is you can call right here. No, don't call. Text 832-396-6525. And during the commercial break, I will scan and look down and make sure I see if you're texting and I'll read your comment. Or you can get on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page, or you can call straight into the radio station and Thomas will take care of you with his awesome radio voice at 888-627-6008. And they will patch you right in to our guest and me live, because we are right now live in the technology of this world, all the way around the globe this evening. They are listening to us, watching us, and waiting for our guest tonight. Before we have our guest come on, and I want you to make sure you have a piece of paper and a pen, because you're going to want to write down this book, because you're probably going to want to buy this book right on Amazon before the night is out this evening. I want to just share with you a couple things that I've learned this week, and I always like to just share from my gut just a few seconds. It won't be very long. But, you know, there's a lot of times in our life that we need a second chance. And I tell you, because of what the Lord has done for us, He is that advocate for second chances. Because do we deserve them? Probably not. Do I deserve to be forgiven? Do I deserve to be able to receive mercy and grace? Probably not. But because He stood in my place, it gives me an opportunity to have life. And as John 10:10 says, life more abundant than what we can ever imagine. But the first thing I need to let go of is I need to let go of the past. A lot of people that listen to this program have been hurt, have been betrayed, have been abused, have been neglected, have been lied to, and then thrown out to the trash, to a world that doesn't appreciate them. But I want to let you know that let go of all that. It wasn't your fault. You weren't to blame. And we can hang on and drop our anchor in somebody that is going to understand us and give us grace, strength, and a new life, a new vision, a new chance, a new opportunity. And as dark as it's getting here, and before the show's out, it'll be completely dark outside. I want to promise you, if I'm sitting here around 6:30 in the morning, the sun's going to come up and it's going to get light again. And I promise you that. We need to also not only let go of the past, but lose possibly the negative attitude. You need to start surrounding yourself. And I think that's one of the things that I'm anxious to talk to our guest tonight about, is what you put into this computer is sometimes what we get out. Negative in, negative out. But if we fill our life, our heart, our mind, our day with positivity, and then allow ourselves to journal, to write our thoughts down, to pour out in a book like this that she's going to be sharing here just shortly, and get rid of the negative attitude and fill it with positivity, what a better life and a world we're going to be able to have. And we need to focus on the things that we can't change. And we talked about this last week, I believe, and I have somewhere the notes from last week. We talked about all those things in our life that we can change and all those things in that outer circle that we couldn't change. Stop focusing on the things that we can't change and start focusing on the things that we can. So when you go to work tomorrow, what can you change? Can you change your boss? Probably not. They're going to be there long after we are gone. But can you change your attitude towards your boss? Ding, 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 ding. Yes, you can. You can change the attitude. You can change your positivity about what's going on. So stop wasting your time, your talent, your emotional energy on things that you can't change. Put them on things that you can. And sometimes it takes me to focus on saying, hey, I realize I can't change my past. I can't change my history, but I can sure change my approach and my attitude towards that. So every day I try to become a better person, help one more person. A lot of people, and our guest tonight may have some thoughts on this too, a lot of people want the applause of men. They want the praise. They want one more follower on their Facebook page. My Facebook account's right here on my iPad. Right, let's see if I can get the iPad over here. Right here. I have no idea how many followers I have or how many people like it. It's right there, but I don't even look at it because I don't care. I put this out to help one person. And if a being there helps one person, then my life is worth living today. Having the guest on tonight, if what she says tonight talks to one person and reaches one person out of the unbelievable amount of people that will be listening to this, then that's what it's all about. So tomorrow when I wake up in the morning, I want to just go out in the world and not save the entire world, I want to impact one life. One life, one at a time. And in that, sometimes I need to create a daily routine, something that's going to help me make that impact. What's your routine? Is it just not working for you? Are you not seeing anything good come out of it? Then mix it up a little bit. Change it a little bit. Instead of waking up in the morning and turning on the negative news and fill yourself up with all that junk, why don't you keep the TV off? Why don't you not even reach for your phone? And why don't you reach for God's Word? I promise you that if you give a 7-day trial test of starting your day out by feeding your soul, your spirit, your mind, your heart with some positivity from the truth. I'm not talking about the Houston Chronicle newspaper or the Wall Street Journal or New York Post. The only truth that we have in this world is God's Word. That's the only truth. Do you think any of the politicians are telling us all the truth? No. No matter who you voted for. No, they're not. They're tainting it. They're painting it. They're slinging it. They're swaying it their own way to make it look better or worse for one person or the other, for one party or the other, for self-motivated needs, even though they may have a good heart and want to help people. I'll tell you what, the only truth is the one that we are celebrating the resurrection of today. And that's the truth of Jesus Christ and his Father and the Holy Spirit, that Trinity, and the truth of God's Word. That's what it's all about. And then try to, this week, stop impressing other people. What good is it going to do if I gain the whole world and I lose my soul? Zero. I'm not going to stand before him one day at the judgment seat and him say, Greg, how many followers did you have on Facebook? How many books did you sell? How many speaking engagements did you have? How much money did you make your last year before you died and came to be in heaven? He's not going to say that. He's going to ask this: what have you done with my son? And I'm going to say, I believed in him. Then come on in. He'll applaud, he'll welcome, and that's all it takes. Stop trying to impress people that aren't very impressible anyway. And if you do impress them, all they're going to do is get jealous and talk bad about you. So they knock you down back so maybe they will look better. And that, I'm so tired of all of that stuff. Tell you what, let's fill our lives with something good this week. And this is going to be able to do it tonight. We have our guest, Marlena Compston. She is not only a radio broadcaster like this, a podcaster with her own show, an author of probably one of the biggest, thickest books that I have read in a long time, an author. She's also an evangelist, and she's dedicated to her restoration call. And TJ, go ahead and bring her face in here so she can hear me brag about her for a little bit. She is committed to nurturing restoration within the Christian community. And I know for a fact that she's interested in increasing that Christian community, not just taking care of the ones that's already there, but let's see if we can't enlarge the camp a little bit, enlarge the kingdom. Having triumphed from her very own childhood trauma, she extends hope and healing through inspiration, through prayer, and through teachings in the Bible. And her, what is it, hammock? Her hammock series, this is the first of a trilogy that's going to be coming out. So I tell you what, I want to welcome to the program Marlena Compston, my friend, to Breaking the Silence. Welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Dr. Greg. I'm thrilled to be here with you. And I could just sit and listen to you for a couple of hours, truly.
Oh
I
my, don't say that.
speak it. I'm like,
Hey, happy
yes,
Easter to you.
amen. Happy Easter to you. Happy Resurrection Day, right?
Yes.
So truly, I woke up very early this morning and the bunny came to my mind, and I wrote this little this little poem, so to speak. And it was about, there's no bunny here. And isn't it interesting, Greg, how cute the bunny is, and the enemy would want to try to get our focus off of the cross and Calvary onto this cute little bunny. Anyway, I won't take the time to read that, but that's what was on my heart and my mind. First thing that my eyes opened this morning, and was really, when we planned this, I don't think either one of us knew it was going to be Easter.
No, matter of fact, I was telling TJ when you was a little bit late logging on. I said, she's an evangelist. I'm not for sure she remembered this was Easter weekend. This may be a busy weekend for her, which I'm sure it is.
It's good.
But
I've
I'm
been
glad you gave up
hearing. Yeah.
your Sunday evening on Easter for
Yes.
us.
Well, you know how it goes with podcasting. I tried your first link and of course it didn't work. So I scrambled and but you know what? It's like it's all good. We get in here and we start doing this. So
Well,
super
Marlene, when I
excited.
was on your program, how many times did we try to do it because the enemy didn't want it to be on
No.
the air? I
Did
mean, they
not
were
want the
trying.
two of
Everything
us
was happening. Remember
talking.
that?
Right. Didn't want the two of us talking. Strategizing, comparing notes, and all of that. So I have all sorts of directions we could go
But tell you
here.
what, Marlene, I want to find out a little bit about you.
Yes, sir.
This book, I want to make sure we get to that because I want everybody just to get a copy of this. Me being a journal nut, I love to journal. This is a perfect person, a book for people that like to journal, write down their thoughts and
So helpful.
bleed on the page. So I really want to get to that. But how did your life become where you're at now? And you can go as deep as you want to with it, but this is your
Sure.
power.
Sure.
Tell me about how did you get where you are right now?
I'll do it. And boy, you and I both know we could spend a few podcasts doing that. Just to share with you all, I had trauma very young. And I mean very young, as young as Greg, 3 and a half, 4 years old. And I say I had to learn, as Greg has probably shared, when that happens to you, whether it's once or 100,000 times, you don't know at 3 and a half or 4 years old, like your mind isn't even developed enough to understand. So immediately, love equals sex equals love equals sex. And we learn that is this, or we think, is this normal? Is this supposed to happen? And I can remember one particular time that I said to myself, if anyone finds out, I'm going to be in trouble. Not the grown man, but me.
Yeah.
And as we know, and I want to speak to the hearts of you, male or female, the shame that carries with us, you know what that is. You know how that feels. I carried that for years. I've shared, I didn't tell my brothers. I didn't tell anyone. But I can remember feeling, Greg, I can just remember feeling like, I had to protect myself. No one else was going to protect me. I had a very strong sense and feeling of now I even needed to feel safe in my own home. When could something like that happen again? So I told the story. I don't know if it may have been the time when we were on together, but 4 years old, long story short, I burst out the front door of our home, ran down the street. My mother went looking for me. She told me this many years later. She found me. I had ran to a home of two women. I think they were sisters. I don't know if they were or not, quite honestly. I was naked. I ran out of my home naked. I was searching for someone to save me and keep me safe. I can only imagine what that moment in time looked like. But I want to tell you, as Greg has shared on my own podcast, God was there. He saw what happened. You may think, why didn't he keep that from happening? Things do happen on this planet. The enemy is a liar. He targeted Greg. He targeted me. And I will tell you, Romans 8:28, you all know, all things, and I mean all things, work together for good to those that are called according to his purposes. Greg and I sit here in front of you today, gloriously saved by our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we wish it hadn't happened? You betcha. Would I love to have gone back? Greg, wouldn't you love to go back and redeem our innocence at 3.5 years old, 4 years old? You
Yeah,
bet.
just to be a kid,
Just to be,
a child.
don't know if I shared with you. When I was 13 years old, and I have it somewhere here in my home, I wrote out a will and testament. I was so intense, you know, and I've always been a writer, I guess. And, you know, I mean, I was really afraid that I was going to die and that my life wouldn't matter. And I was bequeathing, you know, my teddy bear and bequeathing my Barbie dolls, these things. Well, I wrote it, handed it to my mother, and I can only imagine she and my dad probably went in their bedroom and giggled and giggled and giggled, thinking that was the funniest thing. But let me tell you, that was very serious to me. It was very serious to me. I don't remember a young time that I wasn't sad. Do you recall that as well, Greg?
Yes, I manipulated the system so much that I pretended to be
Yeah, we learn to wear a mask.
happy.
We learn to keep people happy. You know, we just had to, or I did. I had to try to, I don't know, be a peacemaker or a peacekeeper or a, and then got into my teens and, of course, in ninth grade, fell in love. Haven't we all been there? And my boyfriend from, he was eighth grade, I was ninth grade. We dated on and off through high school, and I was going to marry him. We knew the name of our children, and 15 and a half years old doing the deed. Didn't feel bad about it at all. You know, and as I have pondered on that, Greg, he was my boyfriend. He loved me. He was protecting me. He wouldn't let anybody hurt me. And that is something that I think many, I'm going to speak to we women, many of us women, we're looking for that protector. We are looking for someone to keep us safe. And I'm going to tell you, my heavenly father, he's my heavenly husband. He's my protector. He is my Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. My favorite name, he is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. So, excuse me, as I cough that out. He heals all of those broken places. Can Greg and I be triggered? Sure. I can be triggered. Can you, Greg?
Pretty more simply than what I want to imagine. But yeah, I noticed throughout the day it still happens.
Me
Yeah,
too.
I'm even aware of it, but I noticed, wow, why did I react that way?
I get it. I get it. And you know what? I still, and I'm going to share with you all, 60 years ago is when my trauma happened. So you can put that together. Here I am. Even this past week, a few things triggered me, and I stop or I don't. And I have to get on my knees. Or a lot of times I'm driving when I'm praying, or I'm praying while I'm driving and say, Lord, you are my protector. Lord, I ask that you surround me with your love and your peace and your calm. And Lord, I am no longer part of the darkness. And what happened to me, like Greg said, was not my fault. Now I want to talk about forgiveness. You know, here we are on Resurrection Day, Dr. Greg. Here we are. And I went to our church. I go to Victory in Tulsa and had this, they had this beautiful production. And I watched a little bit of Passion of the Christ the other night. Rips my heart out every
Yeah.
time. I watched House of David. You know, these people were just flesh and blood like we are, apart from Jesus. They felt the same way that we do. They had, we probably had more troubles than they did. You know, they had better food. They didn't have a lot of toxic chemicals in their food. They didn't have iPhones that, you know, we could go on and on social media. Look, what you're talking, they weren't worried about how many followers they had or how many books that they had sold. Right, Greg? But these people had bad things happen to them.
Yeah.
They had good things happen to them. And think about it. They even had to go through the whole thing of sacrificing a lamb. You know, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we, you are our sacrificial lamb. But here we are on Resurrection Day. And I was thinking about the entire matter of Judas. And I spoke at an event that I had a couple years ago called Transformed Victory Over Trauma. And I spoke, a lady had given me this actually, and I was so grateful for it. She said, you know, Jesus experienced trauma. Jesus was betrayed. And I spoke about the fact. That's exactly right. Judas kissed the cheek of Jesus. Now we know that had to happen for all of the events to fall the way they did. But speaking to those of you that follow Greg, that person or those people that did what they did, they betrayed us. And I would imagine that they had their own woundings. And I would imagine that things happened to them. Does that make it okay? Never. Because they have the same path to the cross that we have. The choice comes in, are we going to break that cycle? Greg, you and I broke that cycle. My main perpetrator, who's no longer here, I decided years ago to forgive. Never publicly spoken who that is. Don't feel led to. Don't know that I ever will. He's gone. I fully believe. I know something happened to him, probably as far back as childhood, definitely high school. He didn't know to break that cycle. And generational echoes is what happens. The spirit of perversion, the spirit of deception, the lying spirits, all of those, you know, it's just, they just have to feed from one generation to the next. Our responsibility, those of us that have had trauma, we don't care how young you were or how old you were. I don't mean we don't care. We mean it doesn't matter at this point. Yes, it happened. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, we hate it. Yes, I wish I could have saved Greg from his and he could have saved me from mine, and on we could go. But the Lord Jesus holds out his beautiful hands with the scars. He laid his life down for the very things that happened to us. And what did he say when he's hanging on the cross, Greg? Forgive
the
them,
first thing.
for they know not what they do. I'll tell you what happened to me from the grown man. I have said before, it wasn't a sexual thing, really. It was. It was all about control and hatred. I think he hated redheads, quite honestly. I was a little China doll with red hair. I've never said that before. Just innocent as I could be. What does the enemy want to do with something like that? Crush it. Destroy it. To the point that that child may never be able to breathe one breath of confidence or joy. Oh, but in the Holy Ghost. Oh, but the blood, right?
Yeah. Good stuff, Marlene. I tell you what, and that is what this day is all about. No matter what has happened, what the devil thought was going to keep us down,
boy,
he's
did
going to
he
turn it
not?
around.
Boy, did he not know?
Yeah.
He
From
didn't
the very beginning, he tried to do that. It just didn't, doesn't
you
hold
know.
water. Yeah. Tell you what, we're going to take a break. On the other side of this break, Marlena, we're going to continue this, and I want to find out what you had in mind when you started writing this book, and I'll show the cover of this without any glare, so everybody can start writing this down. And during this minute and 20 seconds, you can get on Amazon and go ahead and purchase this. And the neat thing about this book is it has several pages of writing, and then it gives you an opportunity to put your thoughts on some journal pages. And we're going to talk more about this and what this love illuminated means to our guest tonight, and how after you read it, will it open up and shine a little bit of light on you and how you love yourself and other people. We're going to be right back after this short commercial break. 888-627-6008. Don't leave us now. This last half is going to be awesome. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a life-changing journey. From the best-selling author of Shattered by the Darkness and When the Dark Clouds Come, Dr. Gregory Williams is back with his highly anticipated third book, Embracing Your Scars, learning how to turn life's pain into life's power and purpose. Have you ever wondered how to transform your struggles into strength? Do you want to stop hiding behind the pain, the heartache, and instead learn how to turn those scars into the very fuel that propels you towards greatness? If you do, then this book is for you. In Embracing Your Scars, Dr. Williams shows you how to take the negative experiences of your past and turn them into the very source of your future success. Don't miss out, because your transformation begins here. The book is available soon on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold.
All righty, welcome back. We have Marlena Compson, and she is an unbelievable author and has a unique way of, you know, Marlena, without me telling it, why don't you tell it? What did this book mean to you? How long did it take you to write this? What did you have in mind when you put this together. Is this your first book?
Actually, it was originally called The Hammock. In
Okay.
2009, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Someday you will publish a book." And I was like, "Okay." Tucked that into my heart. And, again, I've been writing for a long time. And the coolest thing is, I had started a page on Facebook. It's evolved into Inspire Nations. And my first book, which was The Hammock, like I said, which has become this Love Illuminated, I always go the wrong way. I gathered all of those devotions on my Facebook page that I had put together over years. And that first book came together like butter. It was just smooth as butter. And my second one is almost done, Seeking His Wisdom, Inspiration and Instruction for Life. I really liked the idea of the journal because, again, you and I both know, Greg, and those of you listening, we got to get our thoughts out. We got a lot of thoughts, people, right? And what I do love is, and I'm going to share with you, the first one is called Glimpse of Glory. I don't know that we have time to read that, but I
Sure.
will tell you. Okay, I'll do it. Greg, would you like to? Because,
Glimpse of glory.
yes, sir, it's first one.
Okay, this is one on Psalms 23. Yeah.
This is like everyone's favorite.
Some days are just not glorious. The sun shines brightly and we get burned. The moon set itself beautifully in the night sky, only to find us awake and unable to sleep. Life can have moments, even days of unrest. When we feel anxiety and turmoil, there comes a time when we finally yield and give it all up. It's amazing to me that in our human flesh, we struggle to find the answer to whatever the issue is. We must maneuver through relationships, trying not to step on explosive landmines. We put our hearts out there only to have it shoved right back at us. Sometimes, letting out a few misplaced words seem to make us feel better than lifting our hands in praise when we get discouraged or feel let down. As I opened the word tonight, Psalm 23 came to mind, and I turned the page, and there it was, just 10 small words ready to breathe peace into my soul. The words are very clear. He, my heavenly Father, who loves me, tenderly leads and guides me beside quiet and peaceful waters. He, the Lord who created me, refreshes, strengthens, and holds my soul. There's no need to be troubled, no need to doubt, just time to sit back and gather peace, to feel the cool breeze on my warm face and know without a doubt that tomorrow is a new day. And then you get this. To put your thoughts on. And Marlena, that is, write out the psalm and then your opinion on it. That is awesome.
Well, it's so helpful because, we are all in this circle. We've been hurt. We've been deeply wounded. And we can look all through scripture, Greg, as we know, and find people that were also hurt in one form or another, in one way or another. And they needed a savior, just like we did, and we do. And I need him every day. I need to crawl back to the cross every day. There are days I need to repent. My middle son and I talked yesterday, and he shot me straight. He always does, and I'm so glad he does. It hurt for a second, but I needed to hear what he had to say. He texted me today and he said, "Mom, I never mean to hurt you." But it just came out, and I said, "Son, I always want you to speak the truth, always." And it's just a little reprimand that I needed. And he was exactly right. And I took care of that today. But the journaling is so healing for us. But I never, ever say, Just read my book. Keep the word of God, just like Greg encouraged earlier, right there with you. Because this does, it says, thank you, Father God, for a little glimpse of your glory. And then it says, write out Psalm 23 in your own words. That's just the first chapter. I wrote these, Greg, to be short. Hey, some of us just don't have a long attention span. No, we have a short attention span.
So, I found that encouraging when I opened it up, because I'm one of those that when I get to a chapter, I scan back, okay, how long is this one going to take me to get to? And yours are very short, and I like that.
Thank you. Guess what I do? I cannot read fiction books. I don't want all the fluff.
I can't either.
That. I want to know how it ends. But yes, yeah. It is true, though. My book is, and thank you, God, so much for the gift of writing that you've given Greg and I both. But they are short chapters. And then you have, there's different questions that I ask to challenge you, to make you think.
You know, the neat thing about your book is it points everything to God's word. And the awesomeness of God's word is that it is a living word. So this is one of those books that you can actually read and then dog ear a few pages. A couple months later, go back to those dog eared pages and read it again, along with God's word that goes coincides with it.
Amen.
And it may have a whole different truth to you. Truth doesn't change, but the revelation of
amen.
Truth
changes.
Amen. That's what makes God's word a living word.
Yes, amen. And I want to encourage you to date them. Like today is 420, I believe, 25. Pick that up in 6 months, a year, 2 years, and you'll see just how far you've come. God is so truly faithful to us. Greg, he's never dropped us on our head. He's never dropped me on my head.
Never let us down.
Me.
You know, sometimes, you know, we think sometimes he lets us down when it's, I didn't get what I wanted. And then 5, 6, 8 months, a year down the road, I go, hey, Lord, thank you for not giving me what I asked for.
No doubt. No doubt. You know, there you go. I'm going to speak a word. Okay, Lord. Those of you that are praying for a husband or a wife, I just want to speak a word of encouragement to you. Pray and ask God to bring you that person. And say, Lord, I am not going out to the bars looking for a wife or a husband. Excuse me. Get a drink real quick.
No, you're fine.
I'm not going to online date. I'm going to wait on you. I know that's going to maybe step on a few toes. I'm going to say it this way. This girl, been there, done that. Been to all the places. Wore all the hats. Don't do it. God is faithful. He wants the best for you. He doesn't want you to step into something that he never intended for you to have or to be in.
Yeah.
And if you do, you'll be hurt. It could be a year. It could be 10 years.
Yeah.
But I just encourage you that that is a word specifically for someone tonight, and maybe a couple of you. Wait on the Lord, and he will prove himself faithful every time.
Every time. Absolutely. When you started putting these together, is there a rhyme or reason in the placement of these, or was these just random thoughts that came and then you just placed them in the book?
I truly just started gathering them. There truly was no rhyme or reason to it. They fell into place the way that they did. My editor helped along with that as well. The good thing about the book too, as you know, Greg, is you don't have to read chapter one before you go to chapter two.
No.
You can go to the back of the book, and then you can start at the first, and then go to the middle. And again, how many times have all of us picked up a book, just opened it up, and it was exactly what we needed to hear? It's exactly what we were praying about. And I like what you said a while ago about it hurts my heart when I hear people say that, yeah, the Bible's just kind of history. I am telling you, it is so full of life. People say, oh, you're taking that, scripture out of context. Let's pull Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to not harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Okay, if we go into the history of it, certainly there's history with that, of when that was spoken. But if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, if you have the Spirit of the living God living within you, that scripture alone, that has saved my life many times, Greg. I am telling you, I have clung on to that specific scripture many times, and I'm telling you, it sustained my life, and I'm not kidding, several times.
Is there a chapter or two in here that you go, oh wait, that one is one that ought to be in red letters. That's the one that is really powerful to you personally.
Look.
You cover so many the color of your skin devotion. I thought that was really enlightening. Is there any of them that just pop out and say, hey, if you just want to know a little bit about me, that
Sure.
one there. Which
Sure.
one would that be?
Share your crown. Sorry, this is going to be a little blurry. It's a woman putting on a crown. And so long story short, in 1983, 100 years ago, back in my modeling days, I was Miss Tulsa Speedway 1983. I don't think that I would have ever shared that with you, Greg. But I had my own little modeling agency. I've always been a bit of an entrepreneur, and I had a couple of girls that were, in my agency. So I'd taken a week or two off at the Speedway or was out of town, and a girl stepped up and went and handed out the trophies that weekend. And here we are years later, and she still says it meant so much to her, and that she was so grateful that I would share that with her. And that's where the scripture came from. The Holy Spirit just downloaded it into me, and I called it Share Your Crown. I'll read it briefly or quickly. The Spirit showed me something so clearly. We, as brothers or sisters in Christ, and especially as women, should always be willing to share our crown. We should always want our friends to win. We should be willing to step up and care for them. Sometimes that means a meal, a phone call, an offer to visit, a hand to hold, and certainly being a friend with whom to pray. Sharing our crown means we have a deep awareness that others are worthy and deserving of love, care, and understanding from us. There is no time for nonsense or drama. We share compassion because He has already extended it to us. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that we would be nothing without him. The anointing, his anointing, is so very important. In the end, we will receive crowns in heaven to reward us for a life well lived. Those same glorious crowns we are given will then be cast at his feet. When you fully embrace the beautiful person God created you to be, you will have opportunities to share your crown. This can include your testimony, your own story of defeat and redemption, of sharing your heart with others and pointing them to Him. Begin embracing your crown today. Do you see it? Is the picture becoming clearer for you? And then I said, can you think of a time when a friend shared her crown by making you feel special, cared for, and valued? Embark on your own journey to be that woman who is always willing to share her crown.
Yeah, that's good. I tell you what, one thing I recommend when people are second guessing, well, I don't know, I don't want to be told what to believe, and this isn't that type of book. This is a book that has those kind of illustrations, those kind of moments, those kind of thoughts, and then you get to apply it to your life. To me, this is not trying to indoctrinate you. This is not trying to sway. This is not trying to promote you to be under a certain religious umbrella.
That's true.
It's
You're right.
about you and your relationship with your Lord and Savior. And to me, it opens your eyes to different areas that sometimes we say, hey, wait, that's my own private closet. There are no private closets with God. And that's
Yes.
why I think everybody ought to write this down. Love Illuminated. You can get it on Amazon right now by Marlena Compston. And this is the first of the Hammock series. And Marlena, when's that second one coming out? And that's going to be, I noticed it on the back.
I've said for 6 months that it was almost ready. It is truly almost ready. I just moved this past week, so I'm gonna get everything put together. I think it's gonna be summertime. Gonna find a new editor. I think I've located one. But as you know, it's a process. Book cover Alexander von Ness out of oh my word, I just lost where he's at. Croatia. He's out of Croatia. He designed my new book cover. It's a beautiful complement to that one you're holding. And so it's ready to go. I've got
Well,
it like
good.
seriously 94, 96% done. And it's going to be the same flavor. It will be the same. And again, when it is God, when it is your calling and you're passionate about it, it is amazing just how beautifully it all comes together. So easily, it's effortless.
Yeah.
Now, not saying that there aren't hiccups, right, Greg?
Yeah,
But
a lot of hiccups, a lot of speed bumps,
sure, the whole publishing
but
thing.
they're good. Yeah, and
But
you learn from the hard knocks, school of hard knocks, and when publishing and writing.
amen to
Seeking
that.
His Wisdom is that next book, and then after that, From Glory to Glory. But this is the one that's available right now, so I encourage everybody to get it by Marlena Compson. Amazon is the best way to get it, Marlena, or on your website.
Yes, they can also order it on my website, marlenacompston.co. All of my podcasts are there with PBN and Bold Brave TV, and there's some great ones out there, including yours, Greg.
Oh
You were
boy.
with me, and that was fun. I really enjoyed that. So,
So make sure you do that. Marlena, thank you for being with us tonight.
thank you,
Thank you
Greg.
for sharing your Easter evening with us. And
Yes.
this is the book. Make sure everybody gets it, and you will not be disappointed, I promise you.
Thank
And then
you.
put
Thank you
your
so.
heart and soul into responding and writing, because that's how it goes. It's a hand-in-hand journey. If you're doing it just to get wisdom, it's just to drill down and let you drill down into your own heart of how it applies to you. So that I
Amen.
appreciate that, Marlene. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Thanks for
Greg.
being the encourager on LinkedIn. Thanks for being the one that typically never says anything bad about anybody, but always trying to lift somebody up. There needs to be more like you on there than the ones. That's why I don't get on there very often. But I do notice when your
You know
posts
what I
come,
said? I think
you're an
I told you.
encourager, and I appreciate that.
I say, hey, not everybody thinks LinkedIn should be about spirituality, but I'm like, Tim Tebow's on there, so can I?
There you go. There you go. Thank you, Marlena. God bless
Good to
you.
see
And like we
you.
do each and every week, no matter what you're going through, this is Easter. I want to let you know Friday was a few days away, a few days ago, and I can't imagine being at the foot of the cross and watching your best friend, your son, die, the most horrendous death. But I want to let you know, as surely as Mary and John and some of those people is watching even from a distance, the darkest days were that Saturday. What was going on Saturday inside their mind? But I want to let you know, as dark as those days were, and as dark as it is out here tonight, whatever you're going through, it may be dark. Sunday's coming. It's coming. The sun's coming up. There is hope. I promise you, never give up on hope. Join us right here next week for another edition of Breaking the Silence, live from Houston, Texas. God bless you. Happy Easter. And folks, He is risen. Good night. We'll see you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.